We are on Simen Tzadik Ches, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us turn to page 258, the second line. V'im tova iloi mashava acheres b'seich ha'tfilah. If a person is in the middle of davening and he gets different thoughts in his mind, is yishtaik, so don't continue davening with these thoughts in your mind. You should stop davening. Ad shetis batel ha-machshava. Till the machshava will become bottle, v'tzorich sheyachshav bedvorim ha-machniyim ha-leiv u-machavnim oisoy la-oviv sheba-shamayim. Now this is a connection. That means he's in the middle of davening and then all of a sudden he hears machshavos, which he shouldn't be thinking about in the middle of a davening. So what should he do? So number one, he shouldn't continue davening with these machshavos. So just say the words and the machshavos will be in his mind. No, he should stop saying the words. Achet is batal ha-machshavos. He has to make sure that when he's going to again start saying the words, he will have a machshava zaka. So don't continue saying. That's yisoid number one. Now, yisoid number two is how does he get rid of the machshava? That means the machshava is here by samazai not saying the words, that he made sure that he didn't say the words, but al koponim, the machshava is still here, and by waiting, the machshava will not become, will not go away from him. So now the Mechaber is telling us, so what does one do to get rid of the machshavah? That what does one do? V'tzorich sheyachshav b'dvorim ha-machniyim ha-leiv mechabdim o'yisei lovim she-shamayim she should start thinking realistically. He's standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shloim, whatever he's thinking, the Rabbeinu Shloim knows. And he's so much dependent on this tefillah, so how could he continue thinking of what he's thinking? And through that, he will be capable of being mevatel the machshava. So the term sheyachshav is a continuation of what one should do to be mevatel the machshava. Now, he means to say as follows. He wants to get rid of the machshava, so there are perhaps two ways to do it. The first way is, let's say, thinking of a machshava asura, a machshava of a taiva asura. So the proper way is that he should think of Dvorim ha-machniyim ha-leiv ha-machavnim ha-isel ha-vinu sheba-shamayim. He should realize, he should take a hold of himself. I'm standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. How can I do such a thing? The Rabbeinu Shalom knows whatever I'm thinking about. That's the proper way. But perhaps there's a second way. The second way would be that in order to take this machshava out of his mind, to think of Kalas Roish. So perhaps that will also be successful in getting rid of the machshava asura, could be, but that is not the oifen how you should do it. I mean, it could be you'll be successful in getting rid of the machshava, but this is not what one should do. That is, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yishtoik, b'sefer hagon kosov, levatel machshava ro b'shas ha-tfilah. If a person has a machshava ro, we had mentioned from the Balatanya, a few times the Balatanya says he should not feel guilty that these machshavas are entering his mind. That means these are machshavas that are being injected into him from the Yetzer Hara, who realizes the gewaltig shivas of his tefillah, and therefore he's trying everything and anything to distract him that he shouldn't have a bekavonah. So al kaponim, that's because that's the avodah shebaleiv. That means now this machshava came in, So don't continue davening. Now the avodah is to get rid of this machshava. B'sefer Hagan Kosav Levata Machshava Ro B'Shas HaTfila Amar V'Kechidish. Sefer Hagan is in some Sefer Kabbalah. The Magna Avraham brings him down. If you want to be Levata Machshava Ro B'Shas HaTfila Yoyma Gimel Pomim, he's in the middle of Shemaneh Esrei. He should say three times P-T-P. And what is pshat in this P? V'hu roshe tevis palti yoyseis. But the haim is gabrum al yetzer libum. These two were successful to be misgaber on the yetzer hara, chedisa b'sanhedrin. If I'm not mistaken, they bring down the makor of this sefer Hagan is from the posuk roim moiskel begroinam v'cheref pitiyos biyodo. So roim moiskel begroinam is going on the tefillah with they're being mishabeich the rabbeinu shel begroinam with the keil v'cheref in a sword of pitiyos. Pitiyos is three times p. Biyodom, they have this cherev of three piyos. So, and this cherev of three piyos is to mention three times the schus of these two tzaddikim of Yosef and Palti that were misgaber under Yetzer Hara. This is a cherev that could what? Shema me to something else about the. But you also, but Al Kaponim, that's the makor, I think, of this pasuk. And Vachach Yore Gimel Pomim. So in the middle of Shemaneh Esrei, this is the Sefer Hagan says one is permitted to say this in the middle of Shemaneh Esrei. He holds this is a hefsek l'tzeirich. I have the Yetzer Hara injected in my mind, machshavos zoreis. So I have to be loichem with him, and the way to be loichem is this pasuk is a cheref. This is a cheref that b'shas roim miskel begroinim. This is a cheref to get to fight the yetzer hara. Yeah, va'achar kach yorek gimel pomim, and then after he says three times p, he should spit, but v'lo yorek legamri, not b'derech nachas. V'haloshen tachas bein asfosayim b'shasari kikish. Should not be reality spitting, but there should be, his tongue should be between his lips, and there should be, like when someone blows a shofar, so there's he does such a anhoger. B'vada itay lecha machshoveh. And this is capable of taking away the machshoveh. So the Sefer Hagan held that it is permissible. We're davening, and now we have to be loichem keneged the yetzer. So this is a very potent oifen how to be loichem with the yetzer. So one is permitted to do this in the middle of davening. That's the shita of the Sefer Hagam. Because of Hamogen Avraham Alze. V'nirei li lasei se b'seich tfilu shmeina esrei v'havei hefzik. He holds that u'mi yodeim refu b'dukei. That means even though b'vadei teilech ha'machshove, so the Sefer Hagan said this for people like the Sefer Hagan. So he says this will zicher help. Mashein came by every person who says this is a refuah beduke, and therefore one is permitted to make this hefsek in the middle of Shemaneh Esrei. So Mamela, so the Magen Avraham does not seem to agree that one should that one should do this. V'sefer v'yarabe evi b'shem kitzur shlah, but we're speaking about gulais to be mevatel machshavos. So the Shloah HaKadosh says, Kula lahavir machshev eschutz, shekoidem tefila, before Pesukei Dezimra, yaver gimel pomim yad yeminoi al mitzray. three times he should pass over his hand, over his forehead. The Yoima b'chol pam leiv toyer b'loli alikim v'ruach nochen chadesh b'kirpi. It seems that this pasuk is a pasuk which David HaMelech said leiv toyer b'loli alikim v'ruach nochen chadesh b'kirpi. So one should say this three times before Pesukim, but then he's allowed to be mafsik. And this should help. What if in the middle of Shemin Esrei he gets it seems it did not help. So yishtek mat v'yaver yeminoi al mitzchoi v'yare posik hanal ad kan l'shayne. So kaponim, one should put his right hand over his forehead. It seems these are ruchnis, the kiskulis, and he should think al kaponim of leiv toyer b'loli alikim b'ruach nochen chadesh b'kirbi al kaponim. This is a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shlom, I have a yetzer that is trying to destroy my tefillah, so we're asking the Rabbeinu Shlom leiv toyer b'loli alikim b'ruach nochen chadesh b'kirbi. The Piskei Tshuva brings down two other schoolers. One he brings down, and the schooler is attributed to Eliyahu HaNavi, that one before the davening should again put his hand over his forehead and say the pasuk Eish Tomi Tupid Ala Mizbeach Moisich Per. He should say this three times. That means the Pashut of Pshat Eish Tomid Tuked Ala Mizbeach, that means that the Eish Lahalois Neir Tomid, the Eish that one is Madlik the Menorah from, is Tuked Ala Mizbeach, should be burning on the Mizbeach, and they took from the Eish Ala Mizbeach and they were Madlik the Menorah. Now the Menorah is Meramez and Chochma. So I'll compone him by saying three times this posik, Eish Tomid, Al-Halish Ner Tomid, Tukalam Mizbeach, U'Bishas Ta'avoydeh, I'll compone him, so we should get Eish Al-Halish Ner Tomid. Another say one should think of another posik, say Afim Soneisi, V'Say Roscho Hofti. I'll compone him, these are Ruchni Thiki Skulis, which Chazal suggested that one should use in order to, we have Ruchni Sikha Mulchamil, we have Tachbulus Ayetza, these are psukim which are Mesugol Timibatu Machavis Zoris. Yes. That's right. I think so, yeah. Three times. PPP or, yeah. Leif Toyer. Fine. Now, let's go further in the Ramah. The Yachshayv Koidem HaTfilah, this we're talking about Bishar Shemein Ha'eschei, what he should do. The Yachshayv Koidem HaTfilah Meirem Meisakel Yis'ala V'Shiflus O'odom. Before he starts davening, he should put in the correct perspective who he's davening. He's davening Reimei Yisrael. He's davening from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Adonai Olam Hashem Molech Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivro. I should think who he's davening before, Adonai Kol Olamim. And he should think how shuffle he is. And that should be the Haschole before he starts davening to Al Kaponim to get the proper perspective in his mind while he's davening. The Yosir Kol Tanuge HaOdom Miliboy. And while he's davening, talking about Tfile, he should take away Kol Tanuge HaOdom Miliboy. That means all the physical enjoyments that that a person enjoys, this should not be beliboy b'shas he's davening. I think as one said over for Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, he said this, he says when the person comes to daven Leil Yom HaKippurim, he comes right after a Suda HaMafsekes, and more or less his stomach is full. And he comes, he says, Shema Yisrael, he says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eilat, he's like a malach. He's a full stomach, and he's like a malach. Baruch Hashem. Then he says, when it comes to the Ma'ariv after Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, then let's look at this person. Is an empty stomach. He fasted the whole day. He davened the whole day. Now this person, Zichra Malach, when it comes to say, Baruch Shem Kavod, he doesn't say it loud anymore. Now he says it quietly. So he is. He says that he's a Malach. Leil Yom HaKippurim, so Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, Zichra Malach. So he says the difference is that when he's davening Leil Yom HaKippurim, he's thinking, I'm going to fast today, I'm going to do tshuva today. That's what is in his head. So he can have a full stomach, but he's a malach. Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, already his mind is already what he's going to eat after Ma'ariv, after Havdalah. So he's a malach already. So Kaponim, that's what it says. V'yoseh kol tanugei ha'odo milibay, all the enjoyments that a person enjoys, and he thinks about and he yearns for, by the davening, this should not be on his life. But also la'odom l'nashe bonom aktanim beveis haknesses. One should not kiss his small children beveis haknesses. Kedei likboya beliboy shein avo ka'avos amokim boruchu. That means the shul is a place that the tachlis of the Beis HaKnesses is to express the ave that he has to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, in a Beis HaKnesses, he should not show his affection to his children, because in this mokim he has to know that the Iker ave is to the Rabbeinu Shlom, saying, Ave ka'ave samokim boruchu. Let us see the Mishnah Brura. Bona vaktanim. Just one second. Before we'll see the Mishnah Brura, I'd like to mention there's a moiridik shav shmaitze in the Hakdomim. And the lotion of the Ramah is Kedei likboya beliboy Ishi bekemebli v'shein ave kavas hamokim. That's the Iker Ave. The Shov Shmaitzer says by the Maisa Akeda we find something very interesting. Kachno es bincho es yechitcho ashero havto. Es Yitzchok. The Rabbeinu Shalom told him he should take Yitzchok, who is Asher Ahavto. There was a Ave, there was a Merdik Ave that Avraham Avinu had to Yitzchok. So that's what it's all. Before the Kedah Kachno, Asher Ahavto, this son that you have a tremendous Ave to, and then Lech L'Alertz, Meriem Eleu Shem Loila. That was the mitzvah of the Akedah. After the Maisa Akeda, it says, V'chosachta es bincha shechitcha mimeni. It doesn't say Asher Ahavto. There it says in the beginning, so the Shmaitzer says, before the Akeda, the Ave of that Avraham Avinu had to the Rabbeinu Shalom was to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it also was Mispashit on Yitzchak also. That means the Ave was not solely to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There was an Ave to Yitzchak also. That was before the Maisa Keda. Through the Maisa Keda, he was zeiche that the whole Ave he had was only to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and not to Yitzchak. So that's the loshen of the Ramah. they like boy a boy shein avo ke avo samokim bochu sakaponim in the base of Knesset. But this is the base Hashem, so one should be kevei a boy al kaponim in this, we're not the dalga of Avraham Avinu, but al kaponim in this mokim, which is miyuchet to avodas Hashem, we should be kevei a boy shein avo ke avo samokim bochu. That's why he should, therefore should not kiss his brother Matkanim or the Sayyudim Bono of Hagadolim. I mean, if he's doing it, Mitaychavet. Others say if you have a small child that hurt himself and the only way he'll calm him down or kiss him, that's mutter. That means he's doing it not to show you have it, you're doing it to quiet down the child. Bono Matkanim, Bishlo Kere Tagel Alameviim Yelodim Leveis HaKnesses, those who bring small children to shul, v'hainu, what a small ktanim, shadayin lo yigiyu l'chinuch. They are not yigiyu l'chinuch, that means they do not know how one, what one should do in shul. Mitam, so what do you accomplish by bringing them there? You accomplish two things. Number one, ki yilodim, they have no shaykhis to the tefillah that is being said in the Beis HaKnesses, because they're like Yilachinuch. So what are they doing? Ke'elodim, Meshachkim, Omeraktim, the Beis HaKnesses, they're jumping, and they're dancing, and they're making noise and running around. And what are they doing? Mechalolim, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So this is a Mokim Kodesh, and their actions are a chil of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, number one. And number two, the gamavalbulim dasa mispalulim. The people who are davening, they can't concentrate on the davening. Va'oid, that's two strikes. Va'oid ki gam yaskinu. So if their chinuch was that you come to shul to have a good time. So when they get older, lo yosuru miminhogim barosh and ischanchu biyardusam. But already this is engraved in them that the shoes are placed to have fun. Lishtageya, to make yourself mishugah levazis klushes beis haKnesset. So memela, so the shlo kodesh says, bishum oif and one should not bring them to shul. Avul kshi giyu lechinuch, but if they are giyu lechinuch, adarabe. Vienu itay lebeis haKnesses, vilamdeyu el cheschayim leishiv be'em avirat. I mean, that's the shechinuch, if they're capable of sitting there and remaining quiet. Vlayanichenu lozviz mimkoimoy, vizarzeyu lanis omein, and you'll be mizarism to say omein, which is, Chazal tell us that one is zeiche, one man yom holds, the first omen, a cotton says he's echet olam habo, the kaddish uktusha, ain shem b'sleifin yonetzula kriyas atera, which is a very choshe b'zah. Ba'ayin betonet veliyo chelik alapeket gimel gedol roinish yesh lov shemeniches benoy lanis dvorim shel hevel v'tiflas b'veis haKnesses sheklich etonet veliyo, that a person had a son, he was saying not proper things in shul. They were telling him, how do you let him do it? He said, what do you want? He said, cotton. Shrekloch, ain't shim occurred to him and to the child. Seif days. Lo yispalu, b'mokim sheyesh tovo, shimavato kavanosoi. That means if there's something in the place where he is davening, and because of this thing, we'll see exactly what we're speaking about, but because of this thing, in this mocking, it is difficult for him to be mechaven, so he shouldn't daven in such a place. Number one. A second halacha, v'loi b'sho ha-mevateles kavanosoi, or he also should not daven in a time when, because of the circumstances he was in till now, he will not be able to be mechaven. So the mechaber is telling us, we're speaking about mekaymei satfile, in matzavim of tefillin, so the one should not daven if he's in a mokim which will shter his kavonim, and he should not daven in a zman when, because of his feelings and his matzav, he will not be capable of being mechav. Va'achshav ein ono nizorim b'chol ze. That means these two things. Lo yispalo, we are not mekayim. Minei shein ono mechavdim kol kach betfilas o memelo. So therefore, we do daven. That means according. Let us see the Mishnah below. Shimbevatel kegoin sheikh chodosh shemeriach. That means he's in a place and there's an odor of, they're making beer, so it seems in the beginning when they make the beer, when it's fresh, the odor is not a pleasant odor. So since it's not a pleasant odor, that is matched him from davening bekavone. Or b'shor hamevateles kegoin she'in datoi b'yishavis olam. At the present time, he has something on his mind, and that will deter him from davening mekavone. Meis a tzar occurred, or kas, or his anger, or miterich or derech, or he's exhausted. So he should not daven now. Yeah. So kaponim. So you didn't daven. That was a halacha. So we said we do daven because our kavonis are not the most ideal kavonis. The Yeshu brings down a moira de kezach. He brings down, we said before, a mokim because he finds himself on this mokim, he will not be capable of davening with kavonis, so he shouldn't daven there. So the dear Shavizan, he says, a person has two options. Option number one, he can daven in Beis HaKnesses Aleph. There they daven slow, and he'll be able to daven with more kavanah. But since they daven slow, he has to leave earlier. So he won't hear Kriya Satayra. He won't. He leaves early. He misses this Kaddish, this Kaddish. He'll have to be midwork. He has to go to work here. There's minyan bays. Kedavim from beginning to end, and then he has enough time to shmuz after the davening. They done very quick, and thus, and he'll be able to, from the beginning of the siddur to the end, he'll say everything will be by Kriya Satayra. Which one should he do? So Shlomi Zalman Orbach says, you miss Kriya Satayra. So you won't hear Kriya Satayra Monday and Thursday. And you miss Kaddish this Kapon, you leave before us, but Al Kapon you're davening. Al Kapon, we have to know what our goal is. Our goal is to daven, and davening is with Kavona. That is the translation of davening. So Memele, so that's what one should do. Amir de Kepsak. Now, let's go a little further. We daven l'nor matzovim, or poshe de mikol mokim shirei tzolam l'spalo mitreich kasach edoyme, al kaponim, he should try his best. He should try his best to take away these machshavos. No, he says, we are not nizukim, because Hashem Rabush, Afgav Shenonu Machavnim, Mikol Mokim, Ma Dev Shalasa is Oisin, Akenim, Lispal Babai Shesham Shech, Achodesh Medvash, Vachoshken Reich Rambo Upish Ktas. So we're speaking about a reyach that in halacha does not asa him to daven. It's only mupish ktas, but al kaponim, he shouldn't daven there because it will be mushter him in his kavone. Fine. Now let us go a little further. Yispalu derech tachnunim. Kirosh ha-mevakesh ba-Pesach u-Venachas. A person should daven derech the tachnunim, he's beseeching the Rabbeinu Shloilom, kirosh, like a poor person, ha-mevakesh ba-Pesach, that standing by the door is beseeching a person he should help him. U-Venachas. U-Venachas means it should be, the words should be said slowly. That means if you want to request something, you want to beg someone, you want to beseech from someone a request, you don't say, you don't, that's not the way you do this. So therefore, that's how the tefillah should be. Yeah. Mishleitira olav, terov kemaso, mavakish lipotim. And the whole tefillah should not be in his eyes, like a masri, like he has to do it, he has to get it done and over with. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mavakish bepesach uvenachas, hu inyin echot. V'roitza loyma sheyimro benachas beloshen tachnunim. He should be begging the Rabbein Shalom, k'moy shemavakish rachmim al atzmoy. V'yosim el liboy. This is Amiridik Eloshen. She'ein biyad shum nivro malach oy mazo oy koichov lemalos she'elosek im b'rtzoyne yisboch. His needs and necessities can only be fulfilled from the Rabbeinu Shalom. No one else can help him. So when he's standing here to daven, he says he's davening for panosa, for das, for whatever he's davening, he should realize this is the only way he's capable to acquire these things, and therefore realizing this, so that's how he should daven. He's at the right address, but he should use the opportunity properly. But it's not be kemasa, peirish ava b'shoyma b'loshen tachnunim, or mimeinay machashev, if he doesn't realize that he needs this, and he's asking from the melech to acquire that what he needs, he's davening because all you have to daven for Aid, I'm davening nochi. That means other than Biralochi brings on other Paiskim that the union of Tachnunim, that a person, the Tula should be that he's begging, beseeching the Rabbeinu Shalom, is others hold the Sefer but the Yevit, one is not Yaitzev, he rattles off the Tula. The Biralochi says, one should not have an over again, but Kaponim, it's a big shout, he was Yaitzev. Let us go further. This is Avodah Shabbalim, but it's Avodah Chachtoy, which is a Dugma Sakob, the Kavone, Layova Machshava Cheres, Kamay Machshava Shpaisalos Pakotchin, or Mumma that has to be standing, Dumya Davodah. Ukvius mokim kemoi akobonis should be kaveya mokim being in a kabudika place. Should call echod by kobonis kabu and the koimelishkitosim atomoi. There's a mokim where you shech to call this specific mokim is where you as a tadam. We shall yoch his dova beina ilakir. Should not be something between himself and the wall. To me, the kolm shasitza peshalas peine lekli. Also, there was the psul chasitza. V'loy shiloy malbushim noyim miyachodim letzul amardikazach. Theoretically, a person should have different clothing for davening. To my big day kohune, now he's being an oved Hashem together with the malachim. And he's just like the kohen that did the avodah. Elo she'ein kol odom yochel levaz beisal. Then not everyone could afford tefillah dike begodim. Elo mikol mokim toiv hu she'ilem echnesayim yuchodim letefillah mishum dekiyas al kaponim. The under clothing should be clean. That's preferable. Beinei lekir, because of Tazavke Gimel Tvachim, that means we should not be absent between himself and the Kalke Gimel Tvachim, Pachas Gimel Tvachim, if the mitzvah leke, Pieshoism, if the Pachas Gimel Kamakim Kulam, Botel Shtechmi, and the Kippurim, Alla Kalke, Asabim, used to spread out Asabim, Yveshim, Blamidoim, Lispalo, they did this because the feet shouldn't become poles, so they used to put the sabim the bottle of gabikaka. This is permissible. Also, is palo bevricha. A person should not daven shmenesu when he's kneeling. Now, today, ayachshem, a person should never think roi shiasa kodesh bochu bakoshosi. It's. I'm deserving that the Rabbeinu Shalom should do what I requested from him. Kivin shekivanti misfilosi. I was machaven. See, I tried and I did it. Now, Rabbi Shalom, I did mine. Now, you have to do what you have to do. Ki adara, but that's a shrek lecha machshove. Samaski avi noisev shalodom. That you deserve to be answered. Shedekach mafashvishim b'maisem lem avatuchu b'shchoyosav. Ale yachshoy b'shiyasa kadish bochu b'chazdoy. Whatever the Baruch Shalom will do is not because I'm deserving, but the Baruch Shalom is a medic about chesed. The end will believe by me and the Tal Vanilis the Bolavakish may smell like Malchi and Lochim and Kodesh Bochu in Loimer Reif Chasodov, she's night behem in Riyasa.